And our next article is trial of ex-utility regulator underway. Pierce, three others facing bribery, fraud charges. The article was written by Michael Kiefer. Former Arizona Corporation Commission Chairman Gary Pierce and three others went on trial Thursday in U.S. District Court in Phoenix on charges of bribery, fraud, and conspiracy. Federal prosecutors allege George Johnson, owner of Johnson Utilities in Pinal County, bribed Pierce to get his way on a rate increase and tax break. Johnson also is on trial, along with Pierce's wife Sherry and Jim Norton, a lobbyist. The case the United States will present is simple, said U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorney Frank Galati in his opening statement. In a nutshell, in 2010, George Johnson, the owner of Johnson Utilities, did not get what he wanted. What Johnson wanted was a rate increase for his water delivery and wastewater utility, which serves the Santan Valley area. Instead, his rate was cut. Johnson also wanted to be able to pass his personal income taxes off to the customers of his previously owned utility in much the same way that larger public utilities can expense their corporate taxes. Galati spelled out the contents of the federal indictment against the four defendants. Johnson allegedly returned to Norton, whom he retained as a lobbyist. Norton had his wife, Kelly, form a consulting firm. Then, starting in August 2011, Johnson paid $6,000 a month over 9 months to Kelly Norton, who in turn paid $3,500 a month to Sherry Pierce, wife of Gary Pierce, who presided over the very body that's supposed to regulate Johnson's businesses. It was a bribe, Galati alleged, and as quid pro quo, in September of 2011, the commission voted to raise Johnson's rates again. In February of 2013, the commission granted the right to private utilities to pass through tax expense with the bonus that Johnson and other utility owners would not have to document their personal tax liability. That earned the Nortons another $25,000 from Johnson, Galati said. Furthermore, Gary Pierce was going to use the money from Johnson to purchase a parcel of land in Mesa worth $350,000. The deal never went through. On Thursday, federal prosecutors for the first time revealed that Kelly Norton, who divorced Jim Norton in 2015, is a witness in the case for prosecutors. Beginning with the indictment and through the pretrial hearing, she never was identified, but was referred to by prosecutors as the unindicted co-conspirator, or UCC. On Thursday, Galati brought her out into the open, revealing that she will be a major witness testifying as to the conspiracy of the other four. Kelly Norton, Galati implied, would tell the whole story. However, the defense lawyers for one of the defendants counters that Kelly Norton had her own agenda against her ex-husband, and FBI investigators said they all maintained they were very selective in whom they talked to and steered away from the other corporation commissioners who also voted in Johnson's favor and other witnesses who might not buttress their version of the events. This is an opening statement, said Johnson's attorney, Woody Thompson. It's similar to a movie preview for a movie you're about to see, only it's going to take weeks. If convicted, the defendant would be sentenced to as many as 5 years for conspiracy, 10 years for bribery, and up to 20 years for mail and wire fraud. George Johnson first applied for a rate hike for his water utility in 2008, and it took until 2010 to get a vote by the Arizona Corporation Commission. Utility rates are based on a rate base, essentially the cost of building and maintaining plants and infrastructure, among other things. But in Johnson's case, Commission staffers did not trust the numbers he was giving them and felt he had not sufficiently documented his costs and expenses. Instead of getting an increase, his rates were cut by 10%. It was a unanimous decision by all five commissioners, including Pierce. By the next year, however, the board's composition had changed because of an election. The chairwoman, Chris Mays, who was the prosecution's first witness Thursday, was pushed out of office by term limits. Pierce was elected for the new chairman. and under state law, Johnson was allowed to bring his case back before the board. On September 6, 2011, Johnson Utilities came to a vote before the commission again, and it approved the rate increase on a 4-to-1 vote. That same month, according to Galati, the conspiracy was hatched. The Nortons and Pierces met for dinner at a restaurant in Mesa and drew up plans. The wives are supposed to make it look legit, Galati said, and he questioned what work Sherry Pierce actually did for the money she deposited into a joint account she held with her husband. Johnson made 12 payments to Kelly Norton between November of 2011 and August of 2012. In February of 2013, the tax incentive was passed in favor of Johnson and other utility owners. Shortly after, Kelly Norton received a $25,000 check from Johnson, a thank you from George, as Galati called it. Furthermore, there was a $350,000 parcel of land in Mesa that Gary Pierce wanted to scoop up to start a used car lot, like the one he owned in Yuma before he went into politics. Prosecutors allege that the money was going to come from Johnson as another thank you. Galati ended where he began, saying the case was simple and guilty verdicts were in order. But the defense intends to complicate Galati's case with reasonable doubt. This was all paid for by check in plain view with a paper trail, Thompson said. These are bona fide wages. Sherry Pierce's attorney, Ashley Williams, showed the jury contracts and memoranda from Kelly Norton to Sherry Pierce outlining the latter's job duties as a consultant. Among other things, Adams said Sherry Pierce was supposed to help find a candidate for Pinal County Board of Supervisors who was both female and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Adams said that Sherry Pierce worked for Kelly Norton, not for George Johnson. And according to Adams, she earned her money. If you find she was working, there is no bribe, Adams said. Besides, Sherry Pierce was not the only employee on the project. A second woman was paid the same amount per month by Kelly Norton to lobby in Pinal County. And that article was Trial of Ex-Utility Regulator Underway, Pierce and three others facing bribery, fraud charges.